McDonald's announced this week that all of its packaging worldwide will be made from recycled, renewable, or certified sources by 2025. Currently, only about half is. The company will also add recycling bins to every restaurant. Joining us now is Francesca DiBiase, Chief Supply Chain and Sustainability Officer at McDonald's. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Jeremy.
And why make this change now?
Well, McDonald's has the opportunity and, quite frankly, the responsibility to use our size and scale for good to address important environmental challenges. And we also know that our customers care about this. In a survey, packaging waste is the top environmental challenge they'd like us to address. So it's part of us really being a better McDonald's by listening to our customers and addressing environmental concerns that we share with them.
But why now? Did attitudes change so much recently that you wouldn't have wanted to do this 5-10 years ago?
I think it's really part of our growth in the business development. We talk much more about listening to our customers. It's been a very successful part of our turnaround, and we just feel like now's the right time to start listening to our customers on environmental concerns and coming up with solutions that we can because of our size and scale.
How much is this going to cost McDonald's?
It's really hard to put a number on it, especially as recycling infrastructure varies market to market. But what we can do is we'll use our global supply chain capabilities to come up with the best new packaging designs. The expectation is that we'll be using less packaging, which will save us money, and we'll be able to reinvest that money to help meet our goals. The challenge that we'll have is meeting our second goal of having recycling options in all of our restaurants, as today we recycle in just about 10% of our restaurants globally.
Yeah, tell us about that challenge to be able to offer recycling, because, you know, you think about McDonald's, they might be in the middle of a large city, but it could also be in a very remote place that might not have, you know, local recycling capability.
You're right. And especially as you see how it varies around the world so significantly, recycling infrastructure, regulations, and consumer behaviors vary city to city, country to country, and even here in the U.S., municipality by municipality, which makes it very complex. Having said that, one of the unique things about McDonald's is that we're part of so many communities around the world, so we are able to work with local municipalities and our local franchisees to implement various recycling programs and also have the opportunity to educate our customers and restaurant employees community by community.
Yeah, I saw that one aspect of this is you've got to train people on how to recycle, because in some places maybe they're not used to it.
Well, you know, even for myself, you know, sometimes you'll go in somewhere and it's very complex to understand how to recycle. So today, for example, one of the things we're doing in the U.S. is we're currently featuring the How to Recycle logo on many of our packaging items to educate our customers on how to properly recycle when they leave our drive-through.
One of the things that our producer brought up in looking into this story is that when you go to McDonald's, you might get, you know, a million napkins in your bag or, you know, 10 ketchup packets that you're never going to use. Is that part of this plan as well to deal with that?
Well, yeah, that'll certainly be part of educating our restaurant employees as we move forward. But you'll see a lot of other changes, and customers may see other changes. For example, today in the U.K., almost 80% of our restaurants offer recycling bins within the restaurant, so customers sort on their own. In other places like Germany, the crew sorts in the back of the house for the customers. So I think we'll, again, have to look at a variety of solutions to meet these goals.
Do you anticipate any backlash from customers about changing materials?
Well, one of the things we need to make sure is that we change materials that are important to our customers, right? So we all want to feel good about what we eat and where it comes from. Customers want their food to be hot and safe and high quality, and packaging is part of that experience. So we certainly have to continue to make sure we meet customers' needs on that side as well.
What's the most difficult single item to change the packaging of? Is there one thing that you're like, oh, how are we going to replace this and make it work as well as it does?
So we are focusing on 100% of our packaging. So that's a combination of fiber-based packaging as well as plastics. And certainly one of the things we're looking at is, cups. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of work in the industry related to cups and finding a cup for cold drinks that lasts as long as our customers may want to keep it, in their cup in their car throughout the day. That's been a challenge for us. So we'll be looking to find things that are planet friendly and also cost effective in the area of cups.
Do you expect your competitors to follow you on this?
As the world's largest restaurant company, we're focused on using our scale for good to make a meaningful impact. And it's great if what we do inspires others.
That's Francesca DiBiase, who is Chief Supply Chain and Sustainability Officer at McDonald's. Francesca, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.